Phoenix FM and Resurrection Ride MP signed brand new single from them. It's the lead single from their new album Interplay, their seventh album and their first for 5 years. It's out on March the 29th. And Honey Buzz before that, Bristol indie pop band, brand new single from them came out last week, Not Your Place. Now, so much good music around in the 1990s. I have to admit, I was never a massive Shed 7 fan. Although, having said that, I did buy quite a few of their singles, if not their albums. Oh, maybe the odd album as well. Anyway, they came back with a real stalker in 2017, Instant Pleasure. I interviewed the band before their gig at the Scala. Lovely guys. And they have a brand new album out, A Matter of Time, which, reached number one in the UK album charts last week. Incredible feat in this day and age, especially when you're beating the likes of Taylor Swift and Ed Sheeran, who mindlessly seems to just sell record after record after record anyway. A Matter of Time did reach number one. This is Shed 7, lead track from it. Let's go.
Slash with
couple of songs that have been out for a few weeks now. First, you heard Miles Kane and Time of Your Life, taken from his fifth studio album, One Man Band, and then after that, Swims, which of course is SWIIMS, all in capitals except the I's, unless you dot your capital I's, of course, in which case you're probably some kind of sociopath. Anyway, that was Impuzzles, taken from their debut album, Into the Blue Night, which came out in November. Current single now from Cardiff band Sibs, brand new single that they released on Libertino Records just before Christmas. This is Guacta. Phoenix of Heaven Resurrection, a couple of great songs from 1992. First, you heard Mega City 4 from Sebastopol Road, their fourth album, and that was What's Up, and then Armchair Anarchist by Kingmaker. I don't normally play that one. One of their very early singles, but I love that song, taken from their album Sleepwalking. Kingmaker still touring from time to time. Well, not touring, just doing the odd gig from time to time, sadly, without lead singer Loz Hardy. But I did catch Kingmaker live, I think it was 2005, at the Bull and Gate, from memory, and they were absolutely fantastic. Now, next up, we've got a band called Skin Games. I do play this one on the show from time to time, although I've been doing this show for so many years, it's probably been quite a while since I played this one. They had one album, The Blood Rush, which came out on CBS in 1989. Now, the singer Wendy Page and bass player Jim Marr went to write a whole load of other hits, including Martine McCutcheon and Billy Piper. Songs like Perfect Moment, Honey to the Bee, Because We Want To. There's three number one singles for you straight away. They never quite made it as Skin Games, though, unfortunately. But The Blood Rush is a fantastic album if you like your late 80s jangle pop. See if you can find a copy of it somewhere. This is Your Luck's Changed.
This Yeah.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection Sleeper and Statuesque from their second album, The It Girl, which came out in 1996. We're definitely in the oldies section of the show now. If you're new to the show, we play loads and loads of new music, and then around about two-thirds of the way through, it's like, okay, get the 90s stuff out. Anyway, that track came out in 1996. Number five in the singles chart, back in the day when there was some great music in the singles chart. Before that, Salad and Diminished Clothes. That was taken from the EP of the same name. That was the first Salad song I ever heard as well, thanks to Gary Crowley and his GLR radio show. That came out in 1993. Now I've got a road trip to Wales next Tuesday. We will, of course, be back on air on Friday as normal, but I'm looking forward to that. Although most of it will, of course, be English motorways, but you never know. Traffic might be good. Who knows? We played a couple of Welsh bands on the show already, and there's none more Welsh than these guys. This is Catatonia from their debut album, Way Beyond Blue, from 1996, and Lost Cat.
Yeah. going to get you by. It's always so much greener on the other side. I'll credit to you if you've made yourself. You're safe as you were and you paid for hell. You just secured what's yours is yours. Key to success that opens all the doors.
Phoenix FM and Resurrection. I play a lot of Thousand Yard Stare on this show, mainly helped by the fact that they've released two fantastic albums over the last couple of years, The Panglossian Momentum and more recently Earthanasia. I think Earthanasia came out just over a year ago and I still play it quite a lot at home, but I've gone all the way back to 1992 for their debut album Hands On, which troubled the bottom end of the top 40 in the UK album charts. That was a single taken from it, Buttermouth, and The Primitives before that from 1988, and their debut album, Lovely, a top 10 album, reached number 6. That was I'll Stick With You. Now, another band I play a lot of on this show are Blur. I would say that Modern Life Is Rubbish is probably still my favourite album of all time. Interesting, as I think a lot of non-Blur fans see Park Life as their sort of pinnacle, but Blur fans usually like 13 and the self-titled album more. But you know what? Sometimes you forget how great they were and what an amazing single that kicked it all off. That was Blur, and There's No Other Way. I didn't introduce that one. I felt that needed no introduction. I do now remember saying that it kicked everything off, and of course it didn't. That was their second single. I forgot about She's So High until I said it. I thought, oops, got to correct the record, get my story straight. Anyway, that's it for today's show. Thank you very much for listening. Always a pleasure, never a chore. Going to leave you with a track from 1992 and Maidstone band Airhead, once seen as another record company, next big thing, never quite made it. Their album Boeing that came out in 1992 is absolutely fantastic, though. Definitely worth digging out. I believe it's still on streaming services. This is one of the singles from it, Funny How, and I'll see you next week.